The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Tim Spencer, sitting in for Mr. John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. This is Friday evening, 21 October, year of our Lord, 2016. This is Open Lines tonight, and next we go to Joel in Wisconsin. Good evening, Joel.
Hi.
Are you there, Joel?
Yeah, there I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that little sound. I have a couple questions that maybe you or somebody in your audience can answer. One,
sure.
Are we still giving Russia foreign aid?
That I do not know. I do not believe so, but I cannot answer that honestly one way or the other because I simply do not know.
And another question is, do you know, or anybody in your audience know, what percent interest we pay on the national debt?
I believe, when you say we, you mean the United States to the Fed?
Yes, yes.
I know it is variable, but I do not know right now what it is. I believe it has something to do with when the money was actually borrowed. In other words, if it was 10 years ago, that money is probably 6 or 8%. If it's now being borrowed today, it would probably be around 1%. But that's a guess. Again, I do not know for a fact. That's just a ballpark guess on my for me.
Yeah. Now, those are pretty important questions, aren't they? This country owes, they say, $19 trillion. And a very common sense question would be, what percent interest are we paying on that? And then I don't know anybody that knows that answer. And I don't even know.
Well, I don't. Well, neither do I. You know, here's the thing, though. My question is, who exactly do we owe that $19 trillion to? It's my opinion we owe that $19 trillion to the Fed.
Yes, that's not common knowledge, but I agree with you, because years and years ago, they used to put out a pie chart, and
right.
Way back then, I think 78 or something like that, it was we owed like 44% of that pie chart to the Federal Reserve. Now, geez, that had to have grown. I think that's why they don't put out the pie chart anymore. Because
I'd say you're probably right.
Yeah, with quantitative easing and all that crap, you know, it has to grow. Plus the interest itself. I mean, we can't keep up with that.
No, and you're absolutely correct.
My question about whether or not we're giving Russia or China foreign aid is because we've been building them up for, 30 years? Two communist countries we've been building up, and now they're our enemy. Well, you know, they're not friendly now. And so we might go to war with, you sure as heck hear that Russia's the bad guys now and we should do something about it. I mean, here's this country taking money from this country, building up two communist countries that combined can probably kick the crap out of us. And now we're starting trouble with them.
Well, you know, it's silly, isn't it? I think that's one reason we need somebody like Trump in office. You know, maybe a businessman instead of a political appointee that couldn't find their ass with both hands.
I agree, and I just wondered how many... Well, you know, RBN has a listening audience that's a little more in tune to things than the average person. That's why the last caller was getting at where you said, hey, we need some turning point, and he was saying, how many have we had so far? And then you try to clarify it by saying... The American people have to actually see it, because
right.
There's a big disconnect between the American people and somebody that's more in tune to what's really going on, because the American people don't have what it takes to see behind the curtain. You know, I've talked to many people. I try to talk to them, and they just turn you off because they can't see behind the curtain, and they cannot possibly fathom that what I'm saying could be true. I mean, they don't even they won't even look into it because it already does something to them, so that they don't want to find out. They don't want to know.
Joe, I don't mean to cut you off, buddy, but we got a bunch of callers stacking up, and some of them might have some answers to your questions.
Okay, good.
I want thank one you more for calling in. Yes,
okay,
sir, go ahead.
The question about whether we give Russia foreign aid, throw China in there, too. I want to know if we give Russia or China foreign aid. Okay, thanks.
All right. Got it. Thank you for your call. Next, we go to Pat in Texas. Good evening, Pat.
I'm Pat in Arkansas. Are you the one? Am I the one you want?
Okay. No, you're the right one.
It doesn't make a difference. I'm an American. Hey, I thought I would just share something that I learned. I've been reading for quite some time. A good book to read, which people might understand things better, is Tragedy and Hope 101. It's a condensed version. Tragedy and Hope, the original volume, was 1,200 pages.
Wow.
And it rather explains the worldwide network that we've got strangling us. And another website is ifamericansknew.org, and it tells about APEC, the Israel lobby, all their networks and how powerful they are. Senator Fulbright said they had a stranglehold on the United States and America. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm there. I'm listening. Yes. Absolutely, I'm here.
The one who manages If Americans Knew website wrote a book, and it was called Without Our Better Judgment. It tells about the way that the United States helped create Israel and the impact that it has had on us, and well-documented and everything, and very informative, and it's easy to read, and you can buy it on, Amazon for about $7 or $8, you know. So I thought I would just throw that in there, because sometimes a book is a little easier to assimilate than listening to somebody bombard you with something that you never dreamed of, you know.
Right. Right, I agree with you.
And another thing, have you ever heard of Cynthia McKinney?
Yes.
Well, I stumbled across this. I first learned about this from Cynthia McKinney because she was the first one to go public with it. But every single senator and congressman, if they want to last in Congress and not be squeezed out and have their career destroyed in any way possible, they take a pledge. A pledge to Israel. It's be 100% in support of Israel, to support them in every way. And it's a pledge, like we pledge the allegiance to the flag, you know?
Right, right. Well, their actions aptly demonstrate that.
What?
I said their actions in Congress demonstrate.
I typed in Cynthia McKinney, pledge to APEC. It's a pledge to Israel that they have to give if they want any fundraising done for them or anything. If not, they're squeezed out. She broke with the Democrat and Republican parties, and she voted against every single bill that meant manufacturing arms or shipped into another country, and went up against the military-industrial complex, and they got rid of her. And she took it to the Supreme Court, and they still redistricted her out of her political career. But I thought I'd just throw that in there. I would recommend that book and her name and that website that I found out about. Very informative. If Americans Knew.
If Americans Knew. Okay. Well, thank you very much for
I hope this will help answer some questions of the man that just called in. It's very informative. And I would recommend buying the author's, her book. Because sometimes that's just easier to understand than listen to people talk. And thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for calling, Pat. Very informative. Next, we go to Paul in New Jersey. Good evening, Paul.
Hello, Tim.
How are you doing today?
Tim, Yeah. Listen, concerning your caller, two callers back, the fella asking about aid to China and Russia. If there is any aid to China and Russia, it would be from some old contract or some old deal we did years ago that we're just following through as part of the contract. The fact of the matter is, everybody should know right off the bat that the number one recipient of American foreign aid goes to Israel. All right? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's way significantly beyond anything we would give China or Russia. I mean, we just signed over for a 10-year pact for $38 billion. Nobody batted an eye. It wasn't mentioned really in the media. And
right.
it's because we put Israel above America. I mean, come on. Zionism rules this country. It rules most of Europe. And my thesis about what's going on in Syria is something called the Yanan Plan, and I urge people to put away their old Cold War books and stop demonizing Russia or China.
And I agree.
Take a good look at the Zionists who control the United States, who are shipping arms and basically allied with Muslim terrorists to use as proxies to destroy Syria and any of Israel's enemies in the Middle East on the cheap. You know, that's what this is all about. That's what the destruction was about with Libya, what's going on in Yemen now. It's basically Israel submitted the hit list years ago. Wesley Clark saw it and talked about it when he gave it, you know, with Amy Goodman, the seven countries on the hit list.
Right.
And eventually they're going to figure out ways to do Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. They're all going to get it eventually if Israel feels that way. You know, it's up to them.
I would say that Jordan would likely be the last on the list.
But it still is in the land. The point is, Israel covets more land in the region, and I think that's part of this.
Of course they do.
And the reason why these sadists running American foreign policy, like Hillary Clinton and others, are trying to pitch this. Have you noticed they say, they make it sound like it's not a big deal. Oh, we're going to put a no-fly zone. We're concerned about the barrel bombs. Oh, we're concerned about the no-fly zone. For one, if you want to help the Syrians target ISIS, why not give them some laser-guided American bombs and teach them how to use it, and then you're not going to hurt women and children, all right, for one.
I agree. Give them satellite intelligence. We know right where they're at.
Exactly. You know? And don't pretend this humanity game at all. It's such a farce. The fact of the matter is we started the darn war. If we never started any of the wars in Libya, Iraq, or Syria, there would be no displaced people. There'd be no excuse for people making the migration to Europe. And they'd be in their homelands living in peace. Syria was a very wealthy, decent country by Middle Eastern standards, as was Iraq and Libya.
Oh, yeah.
And yet the sadists running, and I call it sadism, because that's really what the result is. And the people who want to put this no-fly zone in, you know what that means, Tim.
It means war with Russia. Immediately.
No, that's not what it means. It really means just to prolong the conflict. That's all it is, because you take away the only advantage the Syrian army has, really, is in air force and air power. So that's to prolong the conflict, to further degrade and enfeeble the Syrian army and Syria itself and the Syrian state. And so then
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. Can we go back for just a second? Now, if we start taking out Russian planes, you don't think that will mean war with Russia?
Actually, I think Russia will take the hit once or twice first in order to gain pity. I mean, the modern political...
Oh, I think you're right.
...metrics of today are that you take the hit. You have to be a victim first before you can conquer, like 9/11.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be seen as a victim. You always have to take the shot or the false flag, and then you use it as the excuse for aggression, right?
Right.
And so the Russians
Yeah,
and by the way, there might have been several planes already shot down we just don't know about, and the Russians are keeping quiet about, too. We don't know if that's the case either.
It could easily be the case.
Right, but nonetheless, when you want to put a no-fly zone on, now you're going to make the Syrian army on the same, you know, like level as ISIS and Al-Nusra Front and Daesh, all these other, and the Free Syrian Army, all these, you know, divided up militaries and proxy groups to confuse matters and to muddy the waters, which is what they want.
Right.
Because the fact of the matter is, right, and one key thing to this, which made me realize this about 4 years ago immediately, is the behavior of our media. And that tells you, because this is Zionist-run media, mostly run by, let's be honest, ethnic Jews, right? And with dual allegiance and feelings for the State of Israel. And they've slanted this by ignoring the conflict and always systematically demonizing Assad, a man who was brought up to be an eye doctor in and educated in Great Britain.
Correct.
And then his older brother died, and he took over the job because his older brother drove like a maniac. Right. So
Assad was never the designated, next ruler. You know, like you said, it was his older brother. But he stepped in and filled the job brilliantly and started having to work with.
Well, he's got a high IQ, and he's also got great advisors, and they're pretty. But even then, that the way that Russia came in so late in the game is kind of tragic, you know. Because Russia, and I try to explain this to other people and other talk show hosts actually, that Russia had the port in Tartus, I think it's called, on the Syrian coast since the 70s, and it's been established. Right. And Russia has been invited by the Syrian government, a sovereign state. And so why should anybody, according to international law, be concerned? Why should we be concerned? And the fact of the matter is America is, you know, neck up and just involved in this carnage. Wants this carnage, exacerbates the carnage, allies with the most reprehensible nihilistic savages and brutal murderers of children, women, enforced slavery. I mean, it's a throwback to Muhammad himself in 732 A.D. It's really what we're seeing is just the most primitive, barbaric forces and savagery let loose, all approved by the American State Department, all approved by Barack Obama, and tacitly approved by our media. Because there's none of the pundits in the New York Times say, come to the aid of Assad and end this. And if you want to be merciful, that's the thing we do. We help the Russians, like Trump says. We help Assad. And we end this war quickly.
Right. Well, but you know, that's correct. You know, we have no business being there to start with. The United States seems to have the idea that we can go anywhere globally and cause anything we want to happen. We, not being you and me, but we being Washington, D.C. And you're 1,000% right on everything you're saying here.
The question is, what false flag can happen to Israel to justify them to saunter into an empty, depopulated Syria and claim and annex new territory under some kind of, we have to protect the Jewish people. They were attacked by rockets by either ISIS or whatever phony proxy group they claim. And so don't be surprised if that's not in the work. Because, you know, if you ever look at the ISIS flag, you ever take a good look at it?
Oh, right? Yeah.
It says on it in English, you can make it out, it says, All Jews 2050. And I can't help but wonder whether that was a little joke by the Mossad as code for other Jews to read, and then they know how to coordinate by seeing that as a cue. You know, that basically, don't worry, fellow Jews, we're really running ISIS. This is part of the game. In other words, you be for ISIS, because ISIS is killing Israel's enemies and never attacks Israel. Never.
Yeah, you're right.
For all the rockets and all the missiles and the truck bombs they blow up, they never did anything to Israel at all.
All right.
And on that note, Tim, thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Folks, we got a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to go to Steve in California. So stand by. We'll be right back.
Oh. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. This is Friday evening, the 21st day of October, 2016. Our next caller is Steve in California. Go ahead, Steve. Good evening.
Wow, what a great show today. You've touched on many, many important topics. I'm glad you're there today. And John's not playing a repeat. That's nice. But, you know, your last caller was correct. $38 billion, nobody flinched on that, giving that money to Israel. And it's quite obvious. We've heard it. We know it for a fact that they own our Congress. They own Wall Street. They own Hollywood.
Right.
They own the media. They control this
Absolutely.
Country. The question is, why? How do they control this country? What if the Jews only make up a certain percentage of the population, which is very, very low, how are they able to control this country the way they are? They must be blackmailing us in some way. And one last comment was, without quantitative easing and plunge protection, the economy would tank immediately the next day. It was supposed to be a temporary patch, and when the government says that everything's going great, the economy is great, well, it's not, because their whole plans of quantitative easing and plunge protection were supposed to be temporary. They've been permanent for many, many years now. And as soon as they stop one or the other, or both, we get a collapse, big time.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. See, the whole thing is, Steve, if the Fed all of a sudden decided to cut off the spigot, we couldn't pay the interest. Within just a very short amount of time, the United States would be defaulting on everything. not just the United States government, but corporations, banks, everybody would be defaulting. So the spigot cannot be cut off. It's barely possible to even raise the interest rates. And they're talking about next month maybe 0.25%. I don't think
that's
going to happen.
That's a farce. That's never going to happen. That's just a,
I don't think so either.
A psychological game to make you feel that the economy is doing pretty good and it's not. This is going to be a very, very bad retail Christmas year, I guarantee you. You're going to see a lot more closures, business closures that you thought would never happen. We're talking about major corporations, staples in the industry of retail that are going to be closing their doors or closing a lot of stores. So, you know, there's that little game of telling you it's okay, but like Michael Rivera says, look for what should be there and isn't. This is going to be a very dim retail year.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, the reality is, Steve, even if they had a great retail year, you know, things still would not be good.
Right.
They really wouldn't. Overall, things would still not be real good. You know, individual shareholders might make a few cents more, you know, on each share of stock when it comes time to pay them. But overall, the country would still be in very rough shape. You know, in my opinion, mathematically, and this is my opinion, I'm not an economist, but I have been watching this all my adult life. In my opinion, the only viable option is a total reset of our economic system, which would truly wipe out a lot of people. Nobody wants to think about it. But the other option is to just keep going like we're going. And that is apparently what our what the Federal Reserve is going to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, last year and a half at least, and I saw it hit an all-time low. And a lot of those who don't understand the Baltic Dry Index, you should go on Wikipedia or just any of the sites on the internet and actually understand that this number is a future economic indicator of raw materials
yes,
that manufacturing have orders for in order to make their items, their product. And
now,
I saw
correctly,
that thing go down to 295, which is an all-time low.
Right, that's what I was going to ask you.
Media,
actually, I thought it was 298. But that's exactly
maybe
what
it was
going to ask you.
But since the media, somebody leaked this future economic indicator to the media, and when they did, guess what they started to do? They started to play with the number, just like they do with everything else. They tweak it, and then the number started going up again. But it shouldn't have been. It should have not been going up, because I live near San Francisco, and I can tell you the big cargo tankers coming in here, the container ships coming in, don't come in as often, and they're not packed. So
right.
That number's been tweaked ever since the media got their eye on it, and they were notified about it, and the people started saying, hey, what about this Baltic Dry Index? They started to tweak that number, falsify it, and tell you basically, hey, the economy is doing great. And ever since then, they've been tweaking the numbers.
I agree. Well, you know, when I thought it was all over when it went below 600. Anyway,
yes.
You're welcome to hang on through the break if you want. We've got a hard break,
I'm good.
Folks. We'll
Thanks
be back
a lot.
In about 3 minutes. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Okay, folks, we are back. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Statmiller on the National Intel Report. This is Friday evening, the 21st day of October, 2016. Real quick, before we go to Tony in Nevada, just a couple of things. I'd like to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. An incredible wealth of information there. It's not just for agricultural and farm families. It's for everybody. Absolutely free. Take a look at it. Other thing is, tomorrow on the Rural Survival Show at 10 a.m. Central, Jim McCanny is going to be my guest. We're going to discuss weather and water, both. So I hope you can tune in for that. It should be a lot of fun. All right, we go to Tony in Nevada. Good evening, Tony. Are you still there, Tony? I can hear somebody. All right, we lost Tony. Okay, folks, well, I'm going to talk just a little bit more, if you don't mind, about ruralsurvival.info. What the site is, it was designed about 8 years ago because there was no emergency management slash preparedness information for people that lived in rural areas. It was all geared towards cities. So John Moore and I got together and we developed this site. And on it, you will find literally hundreds of free downloads where you can learn about everything from canning to, you name it, veterinary care, medical stuff. You just name it. I can't even think about everything. We've also got lots of articles written by everybody from PhDs to the farmer down the street, literally. So I think you'd really enjoy it. You could probably spend 10 days or more there and never read everything that's there. And like I said, it's completely free. I hope you'll take a look. All right. Now, let's see what else we got to talk about. Now, one of the things I was talking about earlier was the situation in Germany where the migrant problem is getting so bad that people that have lived, their families have lived in Germany for 1,000 years are saying to hell with it, packing up and moving out to other countries. Now, you know, it's got to be bad if that's what's happening. And, of course, they can all thank Angela Merkel for that. My biggest fear is that the same thing will eventually, not immediately, but eventually start happening here. In the first hour, I read a statement. In fact, I think I've still got it here. I got to read you this, guys. This is from a refugee directed towards the German people. Now, I just got to find it. It'll take me just a second. Now, this shows what the German people are putting out. And this is from a refugee. We refugees do not want to live in the same country with you. You can, and I think you should, leave Germany. And please take Saxony and the Alternative for Germany, AfD party is what that is, with you. Why do you not go to another country? We are sick of you. Aras Bako, an 18-year-old Syrian migrant. This is the attitude these people have. And not to mention, the Islamic culture is wholly and completely incompatible with Western culture. I could sit here and tell horror story after horror story, but what good does it do? You probably already know them all. You know, the honor killings, the genital mutilation. I mean, that's just a start. You know, what they do to their own is bad, but what they do to people that are not of the same brand of Islam is incredible. Burning them alive in cages, drowning them in cages. What was the last one I saw? I can't even remember. Oh, yeah, blowing up people with time to appall, blow them up with an RPG, rocket-propelled grenade. Guys, this is a sick, sick culture, no matter how you cut it. I am not Islamophobic. I'm not the least bit scared of them. You know, my son has killed dozens of them in Afghanistan. So it's not Islamophobia. It's common sense. We don't need those kind of problems in North America. We simply don't. All right, folks, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. You know, I'm done with my Muslim rant for a few minutes, I promise. Earlier, we were talking with one of the callers about the economy. Folks, the way I figure it, there is no way that our economy can recover. You know, it's just not going to happen. My engineer sent me a link to the U.S. debt clock. It is, I mean, you can look at it yourself. It's U.S. debt clock, all one word, .org. These numbers are incredible. I have seen this, but it's breathtaking. You know, the debt per citizen, $60,777. Debt per taxpayer, $165,307. U.S. federal budget deficit, $590 billion. This is unsustainable. If the interest rates were to go up just a few basis points in no time at all, and if there wasn't any more money for the Treasury to print and loan, or not for the Treasury, but for the Federal Reserve to print and loan back to the Treasury, we couldn't service the debt right now. It'd be impossible. So what can I say, folks? We're in a mess. And again, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Tonight's segment's open line, so we didn't have time to get any guests. Let me see if I can find another thing that I don't mean to beat this Muslim issue to death. Here we go. 138,000 Germans left Germany in 2015. More expected to emigrate in 2016. In a story on Brain Drain titled "German Talent is Leaving the Country in Droves," it was reported that more than 1.5 million Germans, many of them highly educated, left Germany during the past decade. Wow. You know, Germany is not the size of the United States. 1.5 million Germans is a significant amount of population. It's just incredible, folks. I'm afraid that 20 years from now, downtown London is going to look like Kabul in Afghanistan. Maybe not with blown-up stuff, but I think that's what your population's going to look like. Burqas, hijabs, man dresses, all that. So, I don't know what to say. The only way to fight it is to stand up and fight it and do something about it, which I believe Donald Trump will do, unless he's the biggest liar and best actor to ever hit the presidential election circuit. Okay, let's see what else I can find for us to look at. Believe it or not, folks, I had all this laid out in case I ran into dead air. And now I've got everything out of order from pulling it apart. We went over that one. Try not to double up on the same stuff again. I'm going to read you one more of these bullets off this immigration thing about Germany. It says, my husband sometimes says he has the feeling that we are now the largest minority with no lobby. For each group, there's an institution, a location, a public interest, but for us, a heterosexual married couple with two children, not unemployed, neither handicapped, nor Islamic, for people like us, there is no longer any interest. And this is from a woman, Anna, in a letter to the mayor of Munich, about her decision to move her family out of the city because migrants were making, were just making her life miserable. You know, I truly feel sorry for these German nationals. And of course, with their lack of free speech, something that we sort of still enjoy, it's actually illegal for them to complain about this on Facebook or something like that. They're not allowed to say anything. You know, we look at, 10 months ago, I think it was Dresden, I might be wrong, New Year's Eve, over 1,000 sexual assaults, and nobody said anything about it for, I believe it was 8 or 9 days. Why? Because the people doing the assaulting were from Somalia, from Syria, from Afghanistan, and every one of them, Muslims. So, guys, we got to do something about this before it happens here. I honestly believe it is too late for Western Europe. You know, 3 months ago, the political talking point was that anybody that said there were no-go zones in London was a liar. Well, lo and behold, it's been proven repeatedly. Got gangs of young men running around that will beat anybody carrying a beer. Rape, beat, kill, whatever, women in shorts that aren't dressed in, you know, the way they want or not dressed modestly, that don't have their hair covered. And this is in London, folks. This isn't in downtown, you know, Baghdad. This is in London. We've got to do something about this. All right, folks, calling number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. I could really use your help here. I do run out of stuff to talk about. Let's see what's on breaking news right now. Okay. big fire in Ontario, California. I guess it's a recycling center. This I don't necessarily believe, but I'll read you what it says. Syrian government forces blame for third gas attack, watchdog says. It comes from Reuters. It says read more on trust.org. Okay. What about that fire in California? Commander of Turkey-backed Syrian opposition force says number of fighters in his group has tripled since Jarbulus retaken from Islamic State. Okay, I'm not quite sure where that's at, but if they retook it from Islamic State, good on them. Okay, what else? Well, there was a school bus crash in Denver, 34 students on board, three vehicle crash, didn't say if anybody was hurt or not. Oh, that chemical spill in Atchison, Kansas today. Total of 102 people treated. Three patients admitted to the hospital. One is in the intensive care unit, but in stable condition. I was told this was somewhere I read it was a chlorine leak. But, man, that's rough. Okay, looks like the cops had to kill somebody else. It says man dead falling officer involved shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, all right, we got a caller. We have Pete in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Pete.
Hello there, Tim.
Hello.
I was just wanting to say that if we wanted to straighten this country out a little bit, we'd go ahead and take a good hard look at the Bar Association. Get rid of those guys.
Well, I mean, like the just old run saying them goes, you know, like the old saying goes, what do you call 1,000 lawyers in the bottom of the ocean? You know, of course, the response is a good start. So I'm on your side on this one.
I think, yeah, well, they write the laws. You know, I mean, yeah. All the title law, all the code of federal regulation, they never, you know, statutes at large, everything's written by bar attorneys, and it's all against, you know, it's not in the favor of the people.
None of it is, to my knowledge.
Huh?
I said none of it is, to my knowledge. It's all in favor of corporations and, you know, the government. Nothing's in our favor anymore.
If people would realize that when they go into a circuit court, they're not going to get the law, you know, it might start waking folks up. You know, they might just quit paying the tickets and kind of organize and say, look, you know, we don't owe you anything because you're not even officially in that office. You vacated the office. Somebody might have elected you to be a judge, but you stepped right out into the Judges Association. You're a corporate entity, you know. I mean,
well, there is one trick I learned about circuit and local courts, and it's a two-part trick. One, if you believe you're right, request a jury trial. When they deny it, you actually file a brief relating to Article 3 of the Constitution, where it says you're entitled to one. You actually file that paper. They'll either drop the case, grant you a jury trial, or beg you to withdraw the filing, one of those three things. I've seen it happen with me personally twice.
Absolutely. You know, they're creating all this revenue, you know, off of traffic tickets, and then they pocket the money. You know, I mean, and people go in there, you know, I don't know if you agree with this, but basically I think most people are pretty good people. You know, there's criminals out there and there's murders, but basically all in all, people want to do the right thing by each other and you know, for the kids. And there's not really that many major league criminals, but you know, you get a parking ticket or something like this, all of a sudden you're getting, and the paperwork, where they get the money for this paperwork, you know, to fight, you know, they're collecting big time. They're making a lot of money. The Federal Reserve needs to go, and the Bar Association needs to go right along with them. If we got rid of those two, because the Federal Bar Association is a 501c3. It's like a religion, man. You know,
it is. So exactly.
I say, hey, get rid of those guys. Get rid of the Federal Reserve. Things that change, you know, they change for the better. And well, it'd take a couple months, and a lot of things would be a lot better. You know,
in reality, I don't believe it would be that hard to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I really don't. You know, they are an institution that is a group of 13 privately owned banks, all named Federal Bank of whatever. But it's still a group of 13 banks with stockholders.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe all it would take is for Congress to pass a law, just like they used to have with the telecom industry, you know, anti-corruption laws, and pass a law and dissolve it. And I, you know, just boom, be done with it. But that's my personal opinion. There's probably, you know, a million people who say, oh, it's not legal. Well, I don't know why it's not.
Well, I agree 100%. Legal and lawful is two different things. The government starts from the ground up. We, the people, are the government, but nobody believes that, you know?
Not anymore. I mean, the government doesn't want you to.
Oh, they don't like it.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. We got a hard break coming up. Mike in Colorado, you're next right after the break. Hang on, folks. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
Okay, folks, we're back. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Stattmiller on the National Intel Report on this Friday evening, the 21st day of October, 2016. And next, our final caller is going to be Mike in Colorado. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, good evening, Tim. Nice job tonight filling in for John. Don't you have a show coming up on the network soon?
Yeah, I do. It's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock your time, I believe. But yeah, you're welcome to listen, call in. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Last week was great.
Oh, were you on last week? I've been working Saturday, so I haven't been listening.
All right. Well, you can always listen to the archives. It's still a lot of fun.
Good deal. So real quick, with the Federal Reserve, if we look at Article 6 of the Constitution, Clause 2, when it says this Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made pursuant thereof, and all treaties made which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and judges in every state shall be bound thereby. That says that when in the Constitution gold and silver are money, and Congress has the authority to coin it and regulate the value thereof, that completely invalidates the Federal Reserve Act. We don't need another law to get rid of that.
Well, I agree, but I think we would need something to force the Constitution to be followed. I don't know what that mechanism would be. You know, what
non-compliance.
You said is absolutely correct. Right.
Non-compliance.
Something like that.
We have to stop complying with the Administrative Procedures Act and all of the stuff that goes with it. We have to stop complying, in my opinion.
Right. I agree. I agree.
And the education from RBN is fantastic, but now that we have the education, instead of protesting or trying to get somebody elected, we need to just say no, N-O.
Well, the problem, I believe, is getting enough people on board to do that to make a difference. I don't know what that magic number would be, but it would have to be in the millions.
Yeah, they claim when 7% of any population gets the mentality of something, then change automatically happens.
I would say that's probably accurate.
That's
really
about 21 would. Million people. So come on, folks, help us out.
Yeah, really. You know,
good show, Tim.
Fears.
Keep it up.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right, folks. We're almost done for tonight. I encourage you to listen to my show tomorrow. It is a lot of fun. You will learn a lot. Jim McCanny's going to be the guest. He's going to be on at least for the first hour, possibly two. Jim loves taking calls as much as I do. We're going to be talking about his new design of a wind generator. It is really phenomenal. It's a project he's been working on, and it has the prospects are great for it. We're also going to be talking about weather and weather modification, and especially how it relates to agriculture. So I hope you'll join us 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Central Time. Also, I'd like to invite you one more time to visit ruralsurvival.info. It is my pet project, even though it is a little bit behind. I'm several articles behind just because between being in and out of the hospital and trying to work here on the farm and everything else I've been doing, I just got behind and I haven't caught up yet. Okay. I also want to thank John Stattmiller for trusting me to do this show tonight for him. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. I hope you folks have enjoyed yourself as much as I have. Anyway, that's it for tonight. We're out of time. You guys have a good evening. Let's see. I think that was it. All right. Good night, everybody. From the deep in the heart of the Missouri Ozarks, as John says. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.